This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
DR Power Equipment has given homeowners the power to do more. With powerful field and brush mowers capable of clearing acres of grass and brush. Trimmers that deliver up to 5 times more power than any ordinary handheld model. And chippers that turn nuisance brush piles into beneficial mulch. Start doing more this season with equipment from DR Power. Visit drpower.com today and shop the sale.
Reconstruction, the period following the Civil War, was an ambitious and contentious effort to rebuild the South and integrate millions of freed African Americans into the fabric of American society. Spanning from 1865 to 1877, Reconstruction sought to address the deep divisions created by the war and slavery, aiming to reintegrate the Southern states back into the Union, while also guaranteeing rights and freedom for the newly emancipated Black population. What emerged from Reconstruction was a complex, often tragic, experiment in American democracy, one that laid the foundation for many of the racial and political struggles that would shape the nation for the next century. 1865 to 1877 was a landslide. The end of the Civil War left the South devastated, its cities burned, its economy in ruins, and its social structure in tatters. Southern society was forced to reckon with the end of slavery and the reality of a radically changed social order. The challenge for the federal government and for President Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln after his assassination, was to reintegrate the Southern states back into the Union and to decide what role the newly freed African Americans would play in the post-war South. Johnson's approach to Reconstruction was lenient, and he quickly moved to pardon many former Confederates and restore the pre-war political order in the South, a decision that would lead to tensions with Congress. As former Confederate leaders regained power, they implemented Black Codes, laws that severely restricted the rights of freed Black people. These codes essentially sought to maintain a system of labor exploitation, preventing African Americans from owning property, voting, and moving freely. In response to this, radical Republicans in Congress, led by figures like Thaddeus Stevens and Charles Sumner, demanded a more vigorous Reconstruction plan. They sought to ensure that the gains of the Civil War would not be undone and that the rights of free people would be protected. Their answer was the passage of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, laws that sought to abolish slavery, grant citizenship and equal protection under the law to African Americans, and secure voting rights for Black men. The passage of the 14th and 15th Amendments was a major victory, yet the struggle to secure true equality for Black Americans continued. With the end of the war, former Confederate states were required to hold new constitutional conventions and adopt new state constitutions that would conform to the Union's expectations. Many states passed laws to provide African Americans with civil rights, including the right to vote, but the backlash from white Southerners was swift and violent. In 1867, Congress passed the Reconstruction Act, which divided the South into military districts and sent federal troops to enforce the new laws. Under this military regime, Southern states were required to rewrite their constitutions to include provisions for Black civil rights.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The presence of federal troops was crucial in protecting the newly freed population, but it also sparked significant resistance. White supremacist groups, most notably the Ku Klux Klan, used violence and intimidation to terrorize Black Americans and prevent them from exercising their new rights. Despite these challenges, the period saw significant progress for African Americans in the South. Thousands of Black men were elected to public office during Reconstruction, and some Southern states, like South Carolina, had Black majorities in their legislatures. Freedmen's Bureau schools were established, and African American literacy rates soared. Yet, the optimism and progress were short-lived. The backlash from white Southerners, along with the growing indifference from the North, led to a gradual erosion of Reconstruction policies. By 1877, the final nail in the coffin of Reconstruction was driven in when the Compromise of 1877 was brokered to resolve the contested presidential election of that year. In exchange for conceding the presidency to Rutherford B. Hayes, the Republicans agreed to withdraw federal troops from the South, effectively ending the Reconstruction era. This retreat left Black Americans in the South vulnerable to new waves of segregation, disenfranchisement, and violence. The promise of equality and civil rights was delayed, and the struggle for true freedom would continue for decades. The legacy of Reconstruction is a mixed one. On one hand, it secured important legal victories for African Americans, including citizenship and voting rights. But on the other hand, it was a failure in terms of achieving lasting social and economic equality. The withdrawal of federal protection in 1877 allowed the South to impose Jim Crow laws, which would enforce racial segregation and disenfranchise Black voters for another 80 years. The economic and political systems in the South returned to a form of racial hierarchy that was almost indistinguishable from slavery, albeit in new forms. Reconstruction is often viewed as a tragic missed opportunity, a time when the nation could have confronted its racial problems and moved toward a more inclusive democracy. While it laid the legal foundations for civil rights, the social and economic realities of the South remained starkly unequal for African Americans. It would take the civil rights movement of the 20th century to finally dismantle the structures of racial segregation and to fulfill, at least partially, the promises made during Reconstruction. As we move forward in our exploration of American history, we turn to the period of the Gilded Age, a time of rapid industrialization, wealth accumulation, and stark inequality. The rise of labor unions, the emergence of monopolies, and the battle over the role of government in the economy would mark a new chapter in the country's development, one shaped by economic forces and social movements that would forever alter the landscape of American life.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.